With tourists on the verge of coming to Cuba in unprecedented numbers, protecting the cultural environment is also on the minds of some artists there. We want to take a look at one woman who's protected her own cultural environment, and maybe there's something Cuban musicians can learn from her. Let me take you to the U.S.-Mexican border to meet a Texan who is hardwired to the pop music of Mexico. Carrie Rodriguez is with us. Carrie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine, thanks. So I guess you're hardwired really to pop music in Mexico through your great aunt, Eva Garza. She was born in San Antonio. I know a lot of the music on your latest album, Lola, is kind of connected to her. But I mean, she was this icon for Latinos and Latinas all over the Americas. How did that happen if she was born in San Antonio?
Yeah, well, I mean, there were a lot of women like her, actually. Lola Beltran, who was a contemporary of hers, was also from San Antonio. You know, it was a hotbed of music back in that time. She started out in the late 30s and 40s. After that, she ended up living in Mexico for quite a while in Argentina.
I am really intrigued by kind of the bilingual, bi-national identity, if we can call it that, of this music. Your aunt also recorded an album dedicated to Eva Garza, your great aunt, and we featured that a few years ago on The World. Do you think people forgot the significance of Eva Garza over these years?
Yes. I mean, she's definitely not a household name. And one of my goals was to bring her name, you know, up to the surface again. And I think a lot of the female artists of that time are pushed under the rug. It feels good to bring her music out there, and especially to put my own contemporary spin. I really had a lot of fun, you know, working pedal steel into one of these classic Mexican songs, for example.
Well, I was kind of researching a bit on Eva Garza. I found that a lot of people who know the work of your great aunt believe today she was this crucial cultural link for new arrivals to the U.S. So I'm wondering if you yourself see yourself filling that role today.
I set out with this project. I wanted to make something that spoke to people like myself. It's always been a little bit of a struggle finding exactly where I fit in. I'm born in Texas. Spanish is not my first language. It's always been a little bit of a struggle finding exactly where I fit in. You know, I'm Mexican-American, but I play the fiddle. And I grew up on the white side of the tracks in Austin. So it was kind of, this album for me was like putting my two feet on the ground and saying, okay, well, I'm a Tex-Mex gringa fiddle player, and that's my identity. And I know there are other people out there like me who were born in this country and identify with two different cultures. And I wanted to make an album that spoke to that.
What was it like growing up, as you say, on the white side of the tracks?
I was one of the only Rodriguezes in my little neighborhood. And, you know, back then, Austin was very divided. And I came home from school one day, I think I was about 7 years old, and I said, Mom, I want to change my last name. So at the time, they were busing kids from the east side of town, and so there were quite a few Rodriguezes from the east side, busing them over to the west side to go to school, so trying to mix this up. And I said, Mom, the kids with my last name, they all come from the east side, and they have lunch cards. And the kids from our neighborhood, they call them these ugly names, and I don't want them to call me those names, you know? And it's just this memory. As I was working on the classic ranchera music for this record, this memory just came to the surface. It was so sad, but it turned into a song.
Wouldn't you like to grow up? Here we got big old houses coming out our ears.
This is the track, The West Side, off Carrie Rodriguez's new album, Lola. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.
Wouldn't you like to go to our school where the moms are pretty, dads are cool, and they're fancy SUVs line up at carpool?
PRI, Public Radio International.